Welcome back to Sound Sessions here on WGN Radio.
You get the post like a pro there, Michael.
Well, what can I say, Kevin? I'm a pro here. Well, Dave didn't really like our call, did he?
Yeah, you know, we got a text from the 773 actually. Ouch. Uh-huh. I don't think Dave appreciated your call, but he covered his butt quickly with the second call. Yeah, you know, it went okay. It went pretty well, I think.
Yeah, I think he appreciated like jumping on air with us.
Yeah, it's always fun to talk to
everybody. Like 4 in the morning where he's at right now.
Yeah,
that's fine.
And he's, you know, that guy, he's probably used to the hours anyway, so.
Yeah, he's
maybe we won't do it again. We'll see.
We'll see. I want to do it again though.
But yeah, if you want to get a hold of us, 312-981-7200, you can call or text that number to get through.
Yeah, that's call or text, especially for this. We have some great things going on. It's getting a little warm. Granted, tonight was a little bit cold, but it's about to hit the 60s. So we thought there would be a great chance to look at the 60 things before you die to do it here in Chicago. You know, Kevin and I, we're pretty young guys. I mean, granted, we are in our...
What are we in?
We're...
I know you don't like talking about it.
No, I don't. Well, let's just say we're dad level. Well, we're gonna go with that.
Sure.
Young dad level.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Okay, so there's a lot of things to do here in Chicago, and we want to just figure out what would be the best things to do before you die. I marked up a few things here on this list, but let's just go through them to see, you know, if you've done any of them. Kevin, if I want to know if you've done any of them.
Sure.
Jess, our producer, would love to know if you've done any of these too. Give us a call, 312-981-7200. But let's start with number one. Kevin, have you ever pulled off the museum campus triple crown?
Now, is this where you hit like all the museums in one day?
Yes, this is where you hit all of the museums here in Chicago in one day. Often, it's not, you know, it's you got to pull up your bootstraps basically and just hit the city. Granted of the price, hit up the Shedd Aquarium, the Adler Planetarium, and the Field Museum in one day.
That's, wow. You know, no, I've not done that, and I can't see myself ever doing that. I'm like you said, young dad level. Well, I'm old dad level.
That's the weirdest like description too.
No, it's fine. But no, I like that's. I think one museum a day is quite enough for me.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Jess, have you ever done that before?
The Triple Crown?
I have not.
You think you ever would?
Possibly in a couple years.
Okay.
She needs to grow up first before she gets into the Triple Crown territory. Now, here's something that I have done, and I know that Dave Plyer has absolutely done. It's drinks at the Signature Room. You know, the Willis Tower is still cool in our book. This is what this article is saying. I know it as the Sears Tower,
yeah,
still.
Right.
But the Hancock is this amazing gem here in the city, and they have this great restaurant called the Signature Room on the 95th floor of the tower. Kevin, have you ever hit up there? A great date night, by the way.
Honestly, no, I haven't, which I'm kind of like shocked at myself for not. I've done a lot of other like famous, you know, must-do establishments for, like, drink. I've done the Pump Room, which is amazing.
Pump Room's great.
But I've not actually been up to the Signature Room.
The Pump Room was a great Sinatra hangout, right?
Yeah. It was a cool, like, old school, you know. And they still look great, and the food and everything is really great there. But the Signature Room, I have not gone and done. Somehow, I just have not done it. It makes no sense.
Yeah, I don't know why you haven't done it before.
I don't know what I'm thinking.
What's going on here, Kevin?
Yeah.
Great place to be, though. If you've done it before, give us a call, 901-7200. Let's check out number three. Grab a dog at the Super Dog Drive-In.
I've not done it either.
And you look like you had done it before.
I just know like the disappointment that like if Dave's listening right now, he's just probably shaking his head like, Kevin, how have you not done that yet?
He's very upset.
This is the iconic one with like the two wieners holding hands or whatever. Like one of them's wearing, or no, are they holding hands or I don't remember what they're doing. I gotta look it up.
Okay, well you look it up. Yes, it's Super Dog here in Chicago, infamous for their great hot dogs. No ketchup allowed, of course. You know, and now that Hot Dogs has kind of shut its doors in the last few months or year, Super Dog is probably where you're gonna want to find the best hot dog here.
Yeah,
in Chicago.
And so I'm looking at their mascots. It's one hot dog wearing like a caveman little onesie thing and flexing, and the other one's wearing a skirt and being all meek and cute. So I wasn't too far off, I guess.
It's the same thing. Hey, Jess, have you ever gone to Super Dog?
She's on the phone.
She's nodding her head yes. I think she has. She loves that place. And you know, it hasn't even changed its recipe since 1948. So, I mean, there's a few places that.
Yeah, I know, like, as far as hot dogs go in Chicago, that's one of them that you're supposed to have hit. And I've not. I mean, I've done, you know, Portillo's, and I've done, what's the one up in Lincoln Park?
Wiener Circle.
Wiener Circle. I
yes.
love that one. That one's so
great
good.
Great spot.
There's a bunch of them. There's so many good spots you can hit for a good hot dog.
I agree. Okay, number four, scalp a ticket for the Wrigley Bleachers. Now, more than ever, this is an important thing to be a part of, especially now that we have the World Series underneath our belt. Have you ever scalped a ticket for the Wrigley Bleachers?
Like walked up to the stadium without a ticket and ended up getting in?
Exactly.
You know what? Not scalped. I did this, though. I remember this was, maybe 4 years ago, and the Cubs were not very good at the time. So I was able to just walk up. It was like a Cubs-Brewers night game, and I just walked up to the ticket counter, bought a ticket for I don't even remember how much, and had a great time that night. So I guess kind of same vein.
Yeah, that is the exact same thing.
I like the last little like note they include in this little blurb here.
Yeah, the pro tip, the ideal day at the bleachers involves you taking a sick day from work the day after.
The day after. Because maybe you're having a few adult beverages or something at the game.
You know, as some of you might know, I'm the executive producer at Patty Vasquez's show, and we were talking about this last night, the fact that she was actually kicked out of the Wrigley Field bleachers at one time.
Patty was?
Yeah, she was.
Wow.
For some indiscriminatory reasons, I'm not going to get into it. Let's go to number five. Experience the Lyric Opera, one of the most famous opera houses in all of Chicago. Founded in 1954, the Lyric Opera House of Chicago remains as one of the leading opera companies in the country. You know, and regardless of your thoughts on the opera, every Chicagoan should visit this cultural institution at least once. There's a reason why it averaged 95% attendance rate since 1988.
That's pretty remarkable.
Holy smokes.
I've actually never done this. This is absolutely on my to-do list. I know it's a beautiful building and it's iconic. Have you done this?
I have done it once, but not to see an opera.
That's okay. You experienced it.
Yeah, I saw.
That's cool.
I saw Tracy Morgan there.
Interesting.
Yeah, I know.
Jess, have you checked it out?
I walk by it every day, but I have not
been inside.
Been there.
That's okay. Yeah, we got to do this. We'll go as a show date. All of us. We'll go check it out. You know, in the same token, I just recently discovered the Chicago Cultural Center for the first time. Like,
yeah.
Went inside. The outside is cool, but going inside, it's remarkable, and it's free.
It's free.
Yeah, and it's all these different art galleries. It's totally cool. You got to check it out.
Where is that?
But it's right off of Michigan Avenue, and boy, is that Madison or Adams? Something around there.
Wow. Yeah, you know, it's so crazy to live in a Chicago, in a city like Chicago, because there's a lot of cities that can claim themselves as, you know, keep Austin weird and New York is the Big Apple. But there's no more of a great city than Chicago, Illinois, the fact that all the things you can do. Which brings us to number nine. I'm skipping around a little bit here. Have you ever caught a late night set at the Green Mill?
I live up by the Green Mill.
I know, you're
so
right by
on
it.
my to-do list. It's an iconic Capone place. Mm-hmm. It's been around for how long? I mean, I don't even know if it says here. It's been around forever. It's cool. I almost went on a New Year's Eve, but then we ended up not. So no, long story short, I have not gone. Have you?
You know what? This is going to break everyone's heart. But no, I have not. Never been to the Green Mill. I've walked by it a million times. But, you know, it's one of Chicago's oldest bars and famous Capone hangout. I remember they have that back booth where he used to sit on
something
like that.
Jess, have you been in here? At least I hope you have at least heard of it.
I have. I've not been there, though. Sounds like we do need to get some stuff on our to-do list.
Yeah,
here.
We've got a lot to take care
longer.
Of. I know. Not good. We're not true Chicagoans, apparently.
Oh, man. We can pull it back. There's a few more things that we can do. How about we're going to go down to number 15. Kevin, have you ever closed down a bar?
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course. Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
that's the most Chicago thing you can do.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever been in a bar at, like, I don't know, sunrise or, like, you know, when it's light out? Because I've done that. I think Rossi's right down here somewhere is open at like 9 a.m.
Rossi's is such a good Chicago staple because, you know, it's open so early. It's open at 7 a.m.
7, yeah.
But when is it closed?
I don't know.
Is it ever closed?
I think it's just always open. It's for those third shifters like us, I guess. Yeah.
Sometimes,
we'll go get a drink after this. It'll be good.
Jess, have you ever been to Rossi's?
I have not, but I've closed a bar before.
All
so.
Right.
Okay,
good for you.
Jess, what bar have you closed before you're in Chicago?
I don't remember what it was called.
that's usually how that goes.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. All right, we got number 17 now. Wander through Lincoln Park Zoo. Have you ever gone through Lincoln Park Zoo?
Just the grounds of Lincoln Park in itself. It's a great way to go spend a few hours, just wander through all throughout it.
It really is. You know, the fact that we can go to a zoo that's totally free, that's enormous, that has all these animals and everything like that. We are very fortunate to go through all these things.
I have this weird thing. I did a Chicago ghost tour once, mm-hmm. and they take you through the grounds of, like, all of Lincoln Park and the Lincoln Park Zoo. there are so many like unmarked graves in there in that area. So
in the Lincoln Park Zoo?
In the Lincoln Park area. Maybe not. Well, actually, I would not be surprised if it's underneath the Lincoln Park Zoo. Just from the Chicago fire and everything, it wiped everything out, and they just kind of, you know, built upon the ash and all the rubble and all that, and now it's Lincoln Park and whatnot, and more. I mean, it's a lot of the city, but I think that's super interesting.
That is so interesting. You know, we have a few texts coming through here, some of the ones that are kind of making me laugh.
Wow, harsh from the 773. You clowns are unqualified to be Chicagoans.
Yeah. I'll take that with a grain of salt because I feel I've been in Chicago for a very long time. I've done we're only at number 15, and I've done about 99% of these things.
The only reason I'll accept that text is because it's from a 773 area code. I'll let it slide.
Yeah, yeah. We'll let this slide this one time. But let's get you back around here with some more things that we've done. Kevin, have you ever eaten that extra slice of deep dish pizza?
Eaten that extra slice?
Yeah,
I'm usually extra slice. Like so. How many is extra? Like so, three slices of deep dish.
You got to get at least two in you to be
two,
a true Chicagoan.
Yeah, I can take two down, but three is definitely extra. That's a lot of pie.
What is now? This is a great question. I'm sure that a lot of people have their own opinions on it, and I'm not bringing any anonymity between anybody. But I want to know what's your favorite piece of deep dish pizza?
Are we just like toppings? Or are we talking restaurant? What do you?
I'm talking restaurant.
Oh,
where do I need to go?
So if I'm pick, well, truth be told, and this is probably going to, you know, if the 773 is going to call me even worse than a clown now. I don't even love deep dish all that much, to be honest with you. I've eaten a ton of it in my life, but I like a classic thin crust better.
Yes.
But if I'm going to go deep dish, I'm going to go Pequod's for sure.
Pequod's, yes.
It's the best.
The ultimate is Pequod's. That caramelized crush is so good here in Chicago. They have a lot of other mentions here. Lou Giordano's.
Those are both pretty solid, but mm-hmm. Yeah. What about you, Jess? Do you have a preference?
I am sort of a fat kid at heart when it comes to pizza,
yes.
So pretty big fan of the deep dish.
Yeah, you're a big fan, so you would prefer it over the thin crust?
It's a fair toss-up.
I like what you did there. Good pun.
Toss-up. I see. She's clever.
That's fantastic.
Should we keep going further down the list, or should we take a quick break? What do you think?
Let's take a quick break because there's a lot of great other things here going on. Call in right now, 312-917-200. We'd love to hear what your favorite things to do here in Chicago are. And otherwise, just give us a text, too, if you want to get on there.
This is the Clowns and Sound Sessions here on WGN Radio. Plenty more in store. Sound Sessions here on WGN. Got Sound Sessions here on WGN Radio.
Oh, man. That was a slick beat there.
Ooh.
I like that. That Anderson's Candy Shop is so good, too. I mean, just think about that.
So we're going through this list of 60 things to do in Chicago before you die, the Chicago bucket list. And we're kind of crashing and burning so far, huh?
Well, according to our texters, but, you know, this is why it's so beautiful to be a part of radio, because you can just call in or text if you have any things.
Yeah, we got a couple here. We've got a few. We got some kind words from 708, Sue in Elmwood Park. Thank you for those kind words. She says we have cool mojo.
Thanks, Sue.
And then we got from 847, pro tip. This is pretty funny. The planetarium is 100 times better stoned, and so is Superdog and Wiener Circle.
I feel like they have some past experiences.
That sounds like
places.
A seriously long day.
Dad, why are you texting in? let's move right along with this list real quick. Kevin, let's bring it back to the true Chicagoans that we are. Have you ever gotten tamales from the tamale guy?
I love the tamale guy.
The tamale guy, he's a staple.
All right, so on the back half of this list here, this is where we're going to start getting our points back up. Yeah, the tamale guy is a staple, and he seems to hit every bar in Chicago in one night. He's like the Santa Claus of tamales.
He really is. It's a good way to look at it. Maybe you packed into the Old Town Ale House after its Second City show. Maybe you're checking out a friend's band at the Hideout or holding court at the Happy Village Beer Garden. But if you feel that hunger, you know the tamale guy is coming your way.
And you know what? It's such a good deal. It's like $3 for $5. And I think, you know, pro tip, you can haggle him. The tamale guy.
No way.
Oh, I only got $3. And he'll be like, okay, yeah. And yeah. I mean, the hot sauces he's got are so good. The tamales are delicious. I love the tamale guy.
If I could marry any one person in Chicago, it'd be the tamale guy. Okay, we're going right.
You know, he's probably making his rounds right now as we speak.
Tamale guy, if you are listening
to
WGN.
435 North Michigan Avenue. Come, we want some tamales.
Jess, have you ever had a chance to go to the tamale guy? Oh, she's nodding her head again. Yes. So we're going to move right along to ordering a cocktail at the Violet Hour. Kevin, I know that you have partaked in the Violet Hour.
Yeah, the Violet Hour, it's a really good spot. And I'll say this about it. It's really nicely designed. It's hard to, if you don't know about it or if you don't know where it's at, it's kind of hard to find because there's not a sign. It's just
it's hidden.
Yeah, it's a little hidden. And it's a cocktail bar, so it's, you know, they take it kind of seriously, but they're not like, what's the word, pretentious about it. They're not pretentious about it. They're still friendly, and I love the Violet Hour.
Yeah, great spot. If you ever want to buy a flaming drink, too, this is the one place to go to.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. This is something, you know, we here at Sound Sessions, we go to a lot of festivals here in Chicago. We're big music guys, as you might know. If you have any music questions, call in. But one thing that we did last year, Kevin, this is probably one of the craziest things I've done, and our listeners might think differently, but we hit all 4 days of Lollapalooza that last year.
Yeah, that's on that list here. Yeah, and that's a beast in and of itself, just being on your feet that long for 4 days straight. You know, first world problems, I guess. But yeah, it's exhausting. It's a lot of fun, but it's a serious process.
Yeah, last year was the first day that they did 4 days too quickly.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That's,
man.
And they're doing it again this year as well, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. I wonder when they're going to move to 5 days.
It's just like a week long event. Jess, have you done all 4 days or all 3 days before?
I have not been to Lollapalooza. Are you two going this year?
We're in the works of it. I think so. I think we'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. So. I am going to EDC for the first time in Vegas, though.
What is EDC? I don't even know that.
You don't know EDC?
No.
It's a Electric Daisy Carnival.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
So it's an electro show, EDM and things like that?
Yes. It a lot of fun. Like EDM dance music.
All right.
It's a 3-day fest.
Who are you looking forward to see, Jess?
You know, I haven't really taken a chance to look at the lineup yet, but it should be fun. It's my first time in Vegas, so first time going to a 3-day event like that.
There you
so
go. Good for you.
I'm excited.
Of course.
Wow. Get the glow sticks ready. Okay, moving right along. Kevin, have you ever strolled through the Graceland Cemetery?
No, but I believe depending on where this is at, I think I live right by it. Is this the
you
really
do? Yeah, you do.
Really huge one right off Clark.
Yeah, right in Ravenswood area.
Yeah, that's I'm right up on that area. Yeah, it's enormous. I want to say it's the size of like 4 blocks or something like that put together. It's huge.
It's huge, and there's the ghost that comes through? The Mary.
Is that Resurrection Mary there? Or no,
yeah.
That's from Resurrection Cemetery, isn't it? Let me look this up.
That might be. If we have any listeners who know exactly what we're talking about, Graceland Cemetery is haunted by a ghost, and I've always wanted to just go and see what it is, because I know that all the ghost tours go through Graceland every once in a while, so I'd love to hear about that. There's something new that's going on. It's the hiking of the 606. The 606 is an elevated walking trail from Bucktown to the Humboldt Park area. It's the best thing that happened in Chicago in quite some times. And, you know, it doesn't really hurt that there's a few places to drink along the
way.
Oh,
yeah. The 606 is great. It's a huge, paved biking trail and walking trail. It stretches, I want to say, through most of, like, Logan Square and all that in Wicker area. Really, really nice little trail they put together.
Yeah, and along the lines of that, as far as, like, a tourist thing to do, there's nothing more touristy than going to Chicago's The Bean.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever taken a photo underneath the bean?
Of course.
These are things these are things you have to do before you die. I mean, like, even if you are a Chicago person who's been here for years, it's important to do these things before you die. And of course you've taken a photo underneath the bean.
But now hold on. Before we get to bonus points here for Chicagoans, what is the real name of the bean? Jess, do you know?
I don't.
Michael?
I do know it, but I'm waiting for the big reveal.
Okay, well, we can reveal it. It's Cloudgate, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Cloudgate, yes.
Yeah. So not the bean, after all.
It's like the Willis and Sears Tower. It's like, it's not the Willis Tower.
It's the Sears Tower, right.
Cloudgate.
Yes, so.
I want. You know what?
But
why make it
works.
In the shape of a bean?
You have to ask the artist on that. I don't have these answers, Michael.
All right, let's move right along. We have a few minutes left here. Have you ever gotten boozy at a local arcade bar, Kevin?
I have. I love the arcade bar. It's the best thing. Like, pinball is, nothing makes me feel like a 10-year-old kid again like pinball. I absolutely love pinball. And there's a handful of these ones, like Emporium, Headquarters, to name a few. All throughout the city there. And they're a blast. You just go, and what's great about them is you're drinking, right? But you don't have to pump quarters into these machines. They're just ready to go whenever you want. I mean, I think a select few machines might be you know, pay to play, but
otherwise, yeah, a couple of them.
The majority of them are all free to play. It's genius.
What a great, great wave of like, of just, you know, clashing of the, you know, when you were young and you were able to play video games at home, and now you can drink and play video games and go on a date at the same time.
It's the best.
It's the best thing you
can
do.
For me, though, going on a date, that wouldn't work very well for me because
you'd be so focused on the games.
Yeah, I'd forget about the whoever I was with. To be like, she'd be an afterthought, you know?
I've got Donkey Kong to play.
Don't bother me. You're gonna ruin my focus. Stop talking. Stop talking.
Jess, how about you? Have you ever gone to any of these arcade bars here in Chicago?
Not in Chicago. One in the suburbs.
Okay.
I've been to one.
Well, not the same.
I was going to give it to her.
Okay, what bar have you gone to in the suburbs?
Oh, gee. It was so long ago, but it was on a date.
Okay. See, Kevin, I told you.
And did it go okay?
No. Guy was super weird. Super weird.
Wait, a guy who brought you to a video game bar was weird? I find that very hard to believe.
I tried to give it a chance, but then when we had all the extra tickets from playing all the games, he did not want to give me the stuffed animal. He just collected all these stuffed animals in his car.
Not cool. Wow. Not cool, guy.
Well, I guess that's a good one to end it on.
Yeah.
Just so he knows, Jess is very upset.
Moral of the story, if you're going to go to an arcade bar, don't do it on a date. And if you do go on a date, give her the stuffed animal.
It seems only right.
Seems like a no-brainer, let's be honest. Yeah. So we got to get to the news. Coming up after the news here, we'll be speaking with Kevin Coleman of the Weber Grill, talking about how to get your grill ready for summer, great ideas to throw on the grill, things like that. But right now, this is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. It is 3 o'clock. Here is Susan Berkus.